This is VOA News. By remote, I'm Michael Brown. Voters in the U.S. state of Georgia will decide the balance of power in Congress in a pair of high-stakes Senate runoff elections later today. The outcome of these Senate races will help shape the legislative maneuvering for the first half of President-elect Joe Biden's four-year term. Republicans are unified against Biden's plans for health care, environmental protection, and civil rights, but some fear that outgoing President Donald Trump's attempt to undermine the integrity of the nation's voting systems may discourage voters in Georgia. At a rally in Georgia on the eve of Tuesday's runoff, Mr. Trump repeatedly declared that the November elections were plagued by fraud, although Republican officials in the state say that did not occur. Polls show the two Democrats with slight edges in the Senate race, both of which were made necessary because none of the four candidates won a majority in the November balloting. None of the early ballots will be tabulated until Tuesday, and official winners, depending on how close the vote counts are, likely will not be known on election night. Well, America's capital city, Washington, D.C., has mobilized the National Guard ahead of planned protests in the city by President Trump supporters as Congress votes on Wednesday on affirming Joe Biden's election victory. Trump supporters are planning to rally in Washington Tuesday and Wednesday, seeking to bolster Trump's unproven claims of widespread voter fraud. And North Korea does not appear to be preparing a major provocation at the onset of the administration of President-elect Biden, according to the top U.S. general in South Korea, amid concerns Pyongyang could soon conduct a missile or other weapons test. For more news, please join us at voanews.com.